everybody. This is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. We're still in season 3. I got a joke. I got these jokes from my grandma. She been in the group text. And she been saying a lot of jokes in the group text. Maybe she got a joke book or something. I'm not 100% sure. But she got some in her possession. Okay. I already told her I was using these jokes too. So she already know. Because anybody who know me, they know I steal jokes. Okay. Why did the scarecrow keep getting promoted at his job? Because he was outstanding in his field. Baby. I love it. I like just to be a play on words like that. Okay. Next. I asked this question. I think it was July the 7th. The question was, $70 million or soulmate? And to my surprise, a lot of the answers I got were soulmate, and I was surprised because of the mostly the millennials, the group I'm a part of. I see them, they're very independent, very entrepreneurial spirited. They want to be millionaires and billionaires and things like that. And they're kind of anti as well. So it kind of surprised me. And everybody on this health kick and being in peace and not really dealing with other people. So it kind of surprised me when everybody was saying they want a soulmate and instead of the $70 million. And I don't think people understand how much of a job it is to be in relation with another person. Like when they're sad or down, you have to motivate them. It's the equivalent of having a close friend, but you kind of have to go the extra mile because this your partner. Like, you just can't walk away when things get hard. So I really want us to understand what we mean when we asking to be with somebody or asking for a soulmate. So when you choose to be with somebody, just know you're saying that I'm going to give 100% to this person. And because I don't believe in, you know, I don't believe in doing nothing if you're not going to do it all the way. You know, that whether that's parenting, working a job, you know, whatever you take on, you should have a commitment to it and say, hey, since I chose to do this, I'm going to do it to the fullest extent. And, you know, that's, I feel like you should go at things like that so they can be successful versus you going in halfway saying, well, I'm going to just do a little bit just in case it mess up. That's a crazy mentality to have. That's like you setting up to fail at whatever the task is when you go at it half. When you go at it halfway, I don't want to say the cuss word, but you know, so it's just like I say, it's like you setting up to fail. But I feel like when you give something your all and you give it your best, when you do walk away from it, you can say, hey, I tried my best and it didn't work, and now I'm moving on to my next project. And you could do this, you could apply this to any area of life, because I'm just saying something general. But yeah, but, and I said this and I said again, you know, the soulmate, it really surprised me. A lot of people pick soulmate over the $70 million. Get over there in the comments. Some people even say they don't believe in soulmates, so they wanted the $70 million. But majority of people were saying they wanted the soulmate. And I said, well, that makes sense because depending on the level that you operate on, you and your soulmate can get $70 million, or y'all can get double that and get $140 million. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's all about how you attack your goals and how serious you are. And if you can get somebody like with me, like, is motivated and inspired and is like as driven as I am by you know, wealth and things like that. Like, if I can get somebody on the same page as me, we'll take over. You know, but it's just, you know, that's just how I look at things, because I know how driven and motivated I am, you know. And on days where I'm not at 100%, if you got my back, It's like, oh, you know, so, and that's anybody. Because every day we don't wake up on 100. Let's be real. Some mornings we're tired. Sometimes we get sick. You know, as healthy as we are, as good as we eat, sometimes, you know, you get sick. And some days you get sad. You may be feeling a way and not even know why you feeling like that. Like, we wake up every day feeling a way, you know. But as long as you wake up most days and you feeling good, you know, keep going. And even if you do feel sick, or like today I had a real bad headache, you know. But by the end of the day, I was feeling better. It kind of took me all day to get in my groove. But the fact that I got up today and I still follow my normal morning routine and I didn't just lay around, that helped me get out of that funk, you know, and it helped my headache go away. But, yeah, when I said this before and I said again, we should embody what we want. Since everybody said they want a soulmate instead of the $70 million, let's practice this in 2020. Let's embody what we want. If you want more love, show more love. If you want more understanding, if you want to be understood, seek to understand others, you know. Whatever you feel like you need more of, you give that. You want compassion, you know, show compassion. You want honesty, be honest. So, that's all, you know. That's how we handle that. And, you know, and this another thing. We got to know when to walk away. You don't have to try to change people. And I was discussing this with a relative. And, you know, they was hanging out with a person. And the person was doing X, Y, and Z. And they said, hey, you know, they came to them like an adult and said, hey, you know, when you do that, that kind of make me feel uncomfortable. And I thought that was reasonable. And, you know, whatever the person was doing, that was part of their personality. So it was one of them things where, okay, even though this made me uncomfortable, if this your personality and this how you are, I'm not trying to change you. We're just not going to be able to have dealings with each other. And I thought that was an emotional, intelligent decision and an adult decision, a mature decision to make, because we can't change people. And you shouldn't get with a person seeking to change them. You see what I'm saying? Accept people how they are. If anything, you want to make them better. But every flaw they have and everything was wrong with them, it's not your job to change that about a person. And I thought that was a good idea. I said, you know what? You was right for just leaving things alone versus, you know, trying to be exclusively with this person and be in a monogamous relationship, then later on down the line they still doing this and you just keep trying to change this about them. Like, that's not, you know, it's somebody out here like how you want, like what you want. Why would you spend years, months, and why spend all that time trying to change? But it's somebody out here made just like what you want. That's what a soulmate is. They made for your soul. But anyway, that's just something to think about. Would you want $70 million or a soulmate? But the way the generation acting, I ain't even know y'all want to be with nobody for real, the way y'all act. Because y'all act like y'all just want to float and do what y'all want to do. Excuse me. And it's cool now. But, you know, 10, 15 years from now, you may just want to sit on your porch and read a newspaper with somebody. But, you know, but it's whatever, though. You know, y'all do what y'all want to do. I know where I'm at with it. And it's my time. It's my season. But let me go and get out of here because I'm about to start choking. But, yeah. Y'all think about that. You want 70 million or you want a soulmate? Until next time, bye.